Unit 12, page 110. Reading. Exercise 3.
The first time I... We asked readers to tell us some of their first times, and here are three that we liked.
My first time eating spaghetti, Italian style. My best friend in my first year at school was Italian. Her name was Caterina Ricci. We were very different, but we got along really well and went everywhere together. The first time I went to her house, we had spaghetti for dinner. I asked for a spoon because that's how we eat spaghetti at home. When Caterina started giggling, I knew I had made a mistake. Italians only eat pasta with a spoon when it's in a broth, she told me. No big deal. Watching Caterina, I tried to figure out how to twirl the pasta around my fork, but all I managed to do was to splash tomato sauce all over myself. I guess I finished 10 minutes later than everyone else. Nobody said anything, but I must have looked great in my white shirt covered in tomato stains. Caterina and her parents moved away soon afterwards. I wrote to her a couple of times, but she didn't reply. It was really strange that she never wrote back, but I'm sure she never got my emails. Emma.
My first time in the hospital. One winter day, I went ice skating with some friends. I fell down, hit my head on the ice, and knocked myself out. My friends were worried, but I quickly came to. When I told my mom and dad what had happened, they took me to the hospital. The doctor decided to keep me in overnight for some tests. There were other patients in the ward with me. One of them had had his wisdom teeth taken out. It was the first time I'd heard the words wisdom teeth, and it sounded strange to me. I remember that I tried to talk to him, but when he spoke, I couldn't make out the words, so I couldn't understand what he was saying. I felt miserable, even though the nurses took care of me and tried to cheer me up. I didn't sleep well at all. It was my first night away from home, and I've never forgotten it. Paul.
My first time on stage. I remember the excitement as everyone put their makeup on and got into their costumes. I also remember how nervous I felt just before the curtain went up. I thought I wouldn't remember any of my lines, but in the end, I didn't really have to worry about that. Everything started off well, but in the middle of the play, I ran into a problem. It was in a scene with the actor who played the role of my husband. He was supposed to come on stage, but I could see him off stage talking to someone. I knew he was going to miss his entrance. He didn't come on stage, so I had to make some lines up and try not to panic. It seemed like hours, although it was probably only a few seconds. Then I said, "I wonder where my husband is." He heard me, came on stage, and we carried on with the scene. I don't think the audience noticed anything wrong. Susie.